hopeless. Mongo felt his life was assigned to him, that he'd made no decisions all this time. He ran and ran, never really making choices, but following some preordained plan. He thought maybe this Magnus could change his destiny by taking from him the curse of Bloodsong. When he reached Magnus, he was saddened to find he proclaimed Bloodsong was his again, that he would cut it from the lifeless corpse of Mongo. Mongo saw a pillar that hummed with power, electricity arcing all round it. Mongo somehow knew it was evil and should be destroyed. Again, Mongo fought in self-defense.